was buried by my windowsill. So that's why he got out and showed it to me. He says, this is the one that the people that were witchcraft came to your house and buried it there. And they wanted you to leave your wife and your family and will eventually kill yourself.
Stai Gute, welcome my friends to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Lawrence Alfred, a Navajo from Tuba City, Arizona, as he shares how he needed to hit bottom before he was willing to look up.
And he used to always testify to me, saying, Dad, there's a way out of the trouble that's hurting you. He used to talk to me and tell me, Dad, you can get out of this trouble. There's a way with Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for you. He went to the cross and suffered, and whatever is bothering you, give it to him, and he can go down to the depths and go down to your feelings and hug you and bring you up out of there. He understands you. You know, imagine my son, 4 or 5 years old, saying that to me. I don't know where he got that wisdom from, but it seems to me that he knew exactly what was wrong with me. Maybe Jesus was talking through him, but he said those things to me, and of course I didn't listen. Sometimes I think if a man don't listen to wisdom and to people telling you things, the way to Christ, I think you're going to have to fall a little further down in your life, fall way down, deep down into the pit, until you get rid of your pride and start looking for help. I think that's the only way we as Native men can understand or start looking at Christ Jesus. So I think that that's what happened to me. I didn't understand. I didn't want to come to Christ. And I needed to fall further down emotionally, economically, losing my respect, losing my character, losing everything till I was down in the pit. It's the only way I could learn anything. And my son, JR, he used to say things like that. And he used to hug me and tell me, Dad, I love you. And of course, Dad would say, son, don't talk to me like that. I feed you. I clothe you. I care for you. I do all these things for you. Don't talk to me that way. I know my way, and my way is right. And you chose a way that your mom's way, and that's not my way. My way is following the traditional ways. But later on, I learned that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the way I learn in my experience. With that background, I one day was going to Flagstaff, and I used to work over there, and I walked away from my family. And I thought I was okay. I had a truck. I made money. I had a job. I was dressed okay. I live okay. I ate okay. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't starving. I wasn't in the heat, burning flames, or any of those things I just described. But I was in the pit. One day I was driving, and all of a sudden I started to cry. I didn't know why. and I got out of my vehicle on 89. It's a very busy highway. I pull off way to the side, and I was crying, and I didn't know why I was crying. I got back in the vehicle, and I left again, went to work. And about a couple of weeks later, same thing happened to me. I started crying, and I started feeling this awfulness of what I was doing, the awful feeling of my sins, what I did to my wife, what I did to my children, what I did to people that I hurt, the lying, the cheating, and all these things that I have done, and avoiding things, and I had this awful feeling. So I went and I seek wisdom, and I went to some people I really love and respect. They told me, they said, Lawrence, you're a Navajo, you're a traditional Navajo. You go see a medicine man. I will pay for everything, and I know this person. Let's go see him. He'll help you. So I agreed with it, and I said, okay. So we went, and we went to this person, and at night, and he was sitting there with his sons, and they were eating. And we sat down by him, and we told him why we came, and he says, let's finish eating first, and I'll tell you a story. He said. So we finished eating, and he told me, after we ate, we sat around, and he told me, he says, you know, oh, about a week ago, it's strange, he says, about a week ago, there was a man that came from Loop, Arizona, and he came to me with the same thing that you were saying, that he started crying and he didn't know what was wrong with him. I do stargazing. I look into the crystal and I sing my songs, and never has it misled me. I always know what the Great Spirit tells me. And we will go up on top of this mountain here where I took that guy. But let me tell you what happened, he said. When we went there, I prayed for him, and I was looking in the stars, and all of a sudden, I went out of my body, and I went down this like a chute. He's talking to me in Navajo. He's an old Navajo man. He says he went down this like a chute, and the fire was so hot, it was burning like you just built a fire. Like in the middle of the fire, I went down that fire, and I could hear people crying. I could hear people yelling. I could hear people yelling for mercy and wanting to get out of that place. And that smell was so awful, and that smell so bad. I never smelled anything like that in my life. And all of a sudden, there's something that came out of the fire like a big old person, like a wolf, and started to attack me. And I went back. I started going back. I went out of that hole, and I got back to where I was at, and I found myself laying on the ground and sweating, and it was cold. And I told that man that I was with. He told me. He says, he told that man that I am not the person you want. The person that really can do something for you is another medicine man. So I referred him to another medicine man, because I know that that spirit that I saw was too big for me and too much for me. And I was afraid and I was scared, so I told him he didn't have to pay me, and he left. Now I ponder on that thing. He says, I will wonder what it was, what it is. Now you come and tell me the same story he tells me. But we'll go back up there, since you're related to me in Navajo way. I'll go see what's wrong with you. But all he did was just said that there was something buried behind my house in a cloth and in a small pouch. And we went back there, and he dug a hole, and he found a little cloth, and it was tied together, and there were some claws, like animal claws, and it was buried by my windowsill. So that's why he got out and showed it to me. He says, this is the one that the people that were witchcraft came to your house and buried it there. And they wanted you to leave your wife and your family and will eventually kill yourself. It didn't end the problem. My anxiety seems to increase. I didn't want to be at home. I got angry. I found a sense of people not loving me, and I did not want to be around my family. I did not want to do my job well. It seems to me that all I wanted to do was drink alcohol and just be myself and go somewhere and just be to myself. And after that, I was at work, and this guy, his name is Dan DeLatchment. Bless his heart, he sensed something that was wrong with me. We became real good friends. And he told me, he says, you know, Lawrence, you know, I know you're running away from something. And he says, I sense that you are married and you're running around with these ladies. I didn't have the ability to tell him quit talking to me, because he was a good friend of mine. And then he had me over a Bible and told me that Jesus can help me.
What about you? Are you running from something? Make no mistake, one day your choices will catch up with you. God tells us in His Word that it is appointed for men to die once, and after this, judgment. But He also tells us something amazing, that He will forgive all who put their trust in Jesus, because Jesus paid for our sins' penalty by His death on the cross. In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. My friend, why would you ever want to run from God's forgiveness? Like Lawrence's friend said, Jesus can help you, and He will if you'll turn to Him in faith. Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.